Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for every stage in life. What if you could visit or have a home that would accommodate anyone at any age, any physical ability, at any time? How cool would that be? That's what we're doing here at Aging in Place. Why me? Because I'm a doctor of psychology, and I specialize in physical spaces and health and wellness. Also, I love designing with intent at any age. Why now? Because we, the baby boomers, want to age in place gracefully, and we want our families around us as much as we can. And why you, the audience? Because we want you to experience what it's like to have a home that's safe, aesthetically pleasing, and that you can live in at any age, with any ability, at any time. I'd like to introduce you now to Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life. Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place podcast at any stage in life. We're so excited to have you today. And we have as our guest, Betsy Miller. She and I have been friends for a lot of years, and she's taught me many things at many stages in life, if I can say that, about appliances. You were with and owned Billywood Appliance for how many years?
21.
I guess, right? 21 years. And I remember coming in as a new mom asking for all kinds of advice. And now as an aging adult, I have lots of questions also. So I'm really grateful that you're here today. And I think it's going to be a fun and information-packed podcast. So
yes, thanks for having me.
Yes, let's get started. First, a little bit about you.
My name is Betsy Miller, and I have been selling appliances since 1998. My family owned our business, and I have been involved from every avenue of the appliance sales and marketing since the beginning.
What's really interesting to me is when I bring a client in to Betsy, basically I walk in and then go get a Diet Coke, and the rest of the time she is guiding the client about all the different options and appliances. And you may think it's a pretty simple thing to do to pick an appliance, but it's really, it's an expensive item. It's something you're going to have for a long, long time. And you want to make sure that the items that you pick, you agree?
Suit you.
Yes. Suit you and your lifestyle.
Definitely.
So what I thought we might do is kind of compare different stages in life and talk a little bit about appliances in general. Let's go ahead and walk through the places in the house where you need appliances. I think people automatically think of the kitchen, but it's much more extensive.
Kitchen is going to always be the biggest that we deal with, but laundry, and again, you can talk about different stages of your life on how laundry, your needs will change.
Exactly.
We down here, because of our climate, we do a lot of outdoor equipment, which is fun. And the other thing that we've seen a big surge in is certain different areas of houses, guest houses, back kitchens.
What I think about when I think of appliances now too, and you and I talk about this all the time, back when we first started, you didn't really have coffee areas and coffee machines that you could build in. We didn't have ice machines. We didn't necessarily all of us have wine coolers. And now that's pretty much standard equipment.
You can do so much. The steam oven, the steam convection oven is probably the biggest surge that we've seen.
What is that?
It is typically a built-in piece, and it cooks with both steam and thermal heat. And the whole idea being is whatever you're cooking, it doesn't dry out. You can also use it instead of a microwave for defrosting and for reheating, which is a lot of people are trying to get away from microwave cooking, what you've heard about the different plastics and everything. So we have done a lot with the convection steam oven sales, which is pretty
One of the things neat. We want to talk about is how to choose. When someone comes in and they're really clueless, okay, how do you begin, or what kind of questions do you ask a potential client about what they need and their lifestyle?
One of the first questions is always going to be budgets, because everyone has a budget, and some people have a very high budget and some people have a very low budget, but most people have in mind what they want to spend. The other thing is everyone kind of has an inventory list of what they want. And a lot of what we do is new construction. So the inventory has kind of been addressed by the time they get to me. But that's what you're talking about. There's a lot of new products that I can introduce people to, but the ice machines, warming drawers, wine coolers, that sort of stuff, I think people are aware that mm-hmm. they exist and they will put them in their plans. And of course, the things that aren't quite as common, like the combi steam ovens and the coffee makers, and even for some people, it's the warming drawers and all the different refrigeration options. We can introduce them to what's available and
go from there.
Yeah.
All right, let's start at the very beginning. We're walking in, we're sitting down, I've got some plans, and we're in the kitchen. Take me through the different kinds of appliances, and please, we would love to know names of appliances. In doing some research for this, we talked a lot. I researched GE and looked at their universally designed products and ADA products. Uh-huh. And I think because we're talking about aging in place at any stage in life, I have a 91-year-old dad and a 1-year-old granddaughter and a lot in between. So I'm always looking for what we call, and we're all kind of, we know this word by now, visitability, so that anyone can come into my house and it's pretty safe. Uh-huh. So that's always a concern when I think of appliances specifically. So we're walking into a house. We've got the house plans in front of us. We're going first to where? Where are you going to take me?
Usually cooking,
okay,
as far as where it's going to anchor the kitchen.
Okay.
And then after that, I go to refrigeration because of sizes. And certain houses will have more standardized sizes and pieces than others. We do a lot of custom houses around here. So refrigeration, one of the big words that you're going to hear is columns. You buy your refrigerator and then you buy your freezer separate, and they can go together. They can go apart. One can go on one side of the kitchen. One can go on another. Refrigeration drawers are a big thing. And it, again, I think it just gets down to the actual end users and what works best for them in the footprint that they've got. And we have a lot of empty nesters around here.
Yes,
and so
we do.
95% of the time you'll be talking to a family that has two people under the roof. And, but not always, because we also have people like you who have big families and a lot of people come and visit. And I know you're going to have a huge household for Christmas.
Exactly. And my son has four little ones and is just getting ready to redo a kitchen too. So appliances are on his mind too. Let's go ahead. We talked about, I know I want to go into the cooktop and the cooking, but we started with refrigeration. So let's talk a little bit about why columns, what kind of refrigerators, what would be easy to access, what would be convenient, and kind of go from there. Let's talk a little bit about that. Standard refrigerator.
A standard refrigerator is going to be a little bit easier because you're typically talking about 36 inches wide by 70 inches tall. French doors are by far the most popular that's on the market, with the two refrigerator drawers up top and the freezer below. It's just kind of trendy right now. Depending on aging people, though, a lot of times a side-by-side will work better because you can put what you're using frequently at eye level for both sides, both the freezer and the refrigerator. If you can customize your options a little bit more, and that's what we're seeing more of, the columns will run in different widths and you can choose your refrigeration side and you can choose your freezer side.
I'm not sure, and I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't mean, what does a column actually mean? I know we can't see because it's a podcast, we can only hear. But talk to me about what a column would actually do.
The idea being is that you buy a refrigeration column and they're typically 80 inches tall. So it's a full height. Some of them are 84, but they vary in widths, anywhere from 18, 24, 30, 36.
Okay.
And they go up in 6-inch increments, which is what you typically see with cabinets are going in 3-inch increments. But you choose what suits your needs. I talked to someone this week it was a single woman in her 50s.
Okay.
And she used more freezer space than refrigeration space just because she works and travels for work, and that's what suited
more
her.
More convenient.
The next group I'll talk to is someone that, again, empty nesters, retirees, that they use the refrigerator more frequently because they have the time to cook fresh and go to the grocery stores. And with buying the pieces separately, you get to choose what suits your needs.
Are you still looking at pieces that have ice and water? Are those sort of passé?
It's a nice convenience, but when we get into those customization options, we usually don't see them.
Okay.
In those situations, we have a lot of ice machines that we sell, and it'll give you a gourmet cube. So if clients are buying an ice machine, we typically wouldn't do a dispenser in addition to that.
Okay.
And then we also see whole house filtration, so they don't necessarily need the cold filtered water as part of the refrigeration.
Oh my God, I never thought about the filter. We're going to take a real quick break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back. And I want to talk to you about what you've been teaching us about how companies actually design for different stages in life. It's kind of cool.
Yes.
Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Aging Place.
For more podcast episodes, links, information, and media inquiries, please visit our website at agingInPlacePodcast.com as we transition through life with the comfort and ease you deserve. Discover how you can create a home that will adapt to you as you journey through life and the changes it will bring. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as our host, Debbie Lines, and her expert guests discuss relevant topics to creating a home for all decades in life. Don't miss our weekly episodes of Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life.
We are back here on Aging in Place. My friend Betsy Miller is joining us, and we're talking about everything kitchen right now. You really had, when we came in and we chatted before about what we were going to do here on the podcast today, you had the coolest things ever. And I think when you wonder what it's like to be a kid again, when you wonder what it's like to be an aging adult, you were talking about the engineers and the design of kitchen products, and it was really fascinating.
When I was preparing to come here this morning, I looked up on appliances and aging in place, knowing that was your topic, and I just Googled it and found one of the links they had sent me to was GE had a segment. It was on some news station, but what they were doing is they had taken their youngest engineers and made them feel old. They had used tape to tape their joints tight. They had put gloves on top of them. They were wearing glasses that were made everything, I guess, foggy.
Sure.
And earplugs. Mm-hmm. And then they had them go into their test kitchens and try to use everything and see what was tougher, what was easier, and you could see all these young 20-something engineers, and they were
trying
looking down about 6 inches off the cooktop, trying to turn on the controls. And the whole episode was to show these younger kids to make them more compassionate towards the clients that they're selling their stuff to. And I thought that was really cool. I was reading a little bit more, and one of the things that they were really trying to do was make it easier for baby boomers, because that's such a big part of the population right now. And a big thing, other than when we were talking about ADA appliances and unique things like side swing doors and dishwasher drawers, what they were doing was adjusting the fonts to either be brighter or larger on ovens and on display panels, and then being able to adjust the brightness as well. So they were easier to see. And I actually see that when new product comes out, a lot of our demographic, again, is a lot of that baby boomer generation. And some of the fonts will come out and they're very, very gray, and we get complaints that people can't see because there's no contrast.
It's funny. I hear that all the time, even on appliances, washer and dryers. I hear people tell me all the time that are typically a bit older. They're like, I don't want 4,000 buttons. I want something that's fairly streamlined and easy to navigate and intuitively user-friendly. Do you get that a lot with people?
Well, sometimes. We're definitely in an age of home connect, though, for everything.
That's fair.
And the manufacturers would be behind their competition if they didn't have that available. So it's kind of a tightrope to walk for the manufacturers to decide whether they want to be super user-friendly or if they want to be up to date with everything else that's on the market.
Talk to me specifically about some vendors and things that they've done. I know you were talking about a side open
oven.
Talk to me about some of the vendors and cool things that are trending right now.
So side swing ovens are designed to have the door works just like a regular door does walking into a room. Also French door ovens instead of being drop down ovens. And when people either, if you're shorter, if you're incapacitated, if you're in a wheelchair, those are options to get in and out of an oven comfortably without having to have someone help you. And that is a big thing, is looking for independence inside the house and products that can help you keep your independence.
You were talking about drawers. Tell me about refrigeration drawers right now.
Well, and there's drawers for everything. There's drawers for microwaves that are designed to go under counter. A lot of people feel that they are safer because you don't have to pull something hot down. You're pulling it up. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then refrigeration drawers are another thing because you don't have to get down on your hands and knees to get into an under-counter refrigerator to see like where your water or where your Diet Coke is. Mm-hmm. Dishwasher drawers, same idea. You're bringing the height of the dishwasher up. I just had a client today that she had a traditional dishwasher, but it was raised, my guess is 18 inches off the floor. So when she opened the door was 18 inches higher than it would be on a standard dishwasher.
Oh,
it was very
huge.
Cool. Yeah.
Actually, that, you know, I'm only 66, but I can tell you that I'm paying attention to those things for two reasons, for three reasons. One, because it's my profession. Mm-hmm. Two, because I'm old enough now to feel it when I'm bending over. Uh-huh. And three, because we're doing the podcast. And it's funny, you don't know what you don't know. And once you start learning about things, it's...
And four, because I told you the statistic about the number one cause of death over 65 falling. Another thing that I came across is the number one cause of death for our population over the age of 65 is something related to falling. And we were talking about that it could be a hip.
It
could be complications of falling. But that I was really surprised to see.
And I know bathrooms and kitchens are the two places. Well, I think it's bathrooms number one, kitchen number two, and then entering or exiting.
And this is not my expertise, but they were recommending different types of flooring that were more non-skid. Laminate came into it, wood came into it, cork was one of the options that they had mentioned.
Well, just for the general population and many of us, what are some funky, fun things that you are seeing trending right now? What about color? Are you seeing stainless? Are you seeing back to white? Are you seeing...
Color is the new... not stainless is kind of a way to say it is.
I like it. Color is the new not stainless.
And actually we just got a e-blast today is Viking has come out with a new color palette. La Cornue is a French range that has a lot of different options for color. And what you're hearing is someone will come in and a lot of times they don't cook, but they are looking for a statement. Looking for a statement piece, and the colors are not stainless.
Okay.
And that's kind of the idea behind them. Blue Star is a company that will customize any range to any color on the RAL color wheel.
What else?
GE Cafe just came out with a line that's matte white and matte black. And again, you can customize it with bronze and copper and pewter trims. So that's kind of cutting edge. That's bringing down the price point on some of the customization options.
Talk to me about dishwashers. I know that they sound so boring, but it's so fun. I know you're like, it's a big deal to you too. I know that whenever I bring clients in, she's like, all right, here's the deal. Do you want ease? Do you want efficiency? Do you want quiet?
Well, the one thing with dishwashers now is they all do a good job. They all clean well. They are all pretty quiet. It just depends on what features that you want and what you're putting in your dishwasher. But dishwashers are pretty easy. And that, when you're talking about placement for things, it's kind of like when we're doing our inventory on everything. We go through all the parts and pieces that the sizing can be affected. And then it's like, okay, how many dishwashers do you want? And
how many dishwashers?
And we're seeing two in the kitchen, one in a back kitchen, and they don't take up a lot of space. So that is a thing that is an easy add-on for a lot of people to make their lives easier when they have however many people you're going to have
for
Christmas.
Well, I was going to say, with my kids who have four kids, I don't think I would ever put a dish away. I have two
Go right to left.
That's right. That's exactly right. Uh-huh. It makes so much sense. We're almost out of time in this second segment. We have a third segment. I know. Can you believe it? How fun is this? We'll be right back here on Aging in Place, talking about appliances. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. Design elements are psychologically and physically supportive and conducive to health and wellness. To learn more about what Lions on Design can do for you. For more information on certified aging in place and facilitative and supportive design, look for us at linesondesign.com. That's L-Y-N-E-S on design.com. Once again, we are back on Aging in Place. Again, I'm with Betsy Miller, and we're talking about appliances, and I'm laughing because we all have so many opinions about what we want to talk about, and it's so many things, so little time. So I think we're going to focus on this segment. We've got to have you back on safety, safety, safety when it comes to appliances.
Yes. What we started our conversation with was induction cooking, and induction cooking was popular years ago. It's been popular in Europe for years, but it fell out of fashion in the US kind of when that timeline came through that everything was nonstick because the pans didn't work on
Got
the
it.
Cooktop. It needs to be some kind of clad bottom that will hold a magnet so it works as the conductor for the cooking. The idea with induction is the cooktop itself doesn't get hot. There is a heat molecule that bounces inside the pan, which creates your heat. And I have induction at home. I have a 10-year-old daughter. When I moved into this house, she likes to cook a lot. And I moved into this house, I was planning on replacing the cooking that
Sure.
was there. And I was coming from gas, so my natural inclination was to go to gas.
Right.
She's got this beautiful long blonde hair, and I was very concerned about her safety or my stress level when she was cooking because of her safety. Mm-hmm. And we put in induction, and it's terrific. I put down paper towel a bunch of times, like if we're frying, pan frying anything,
sure,
just to make it easier to keep clean. If you've got old cast iron pans, like Lodge pans or La Crusade, you can put down one of those silicone baking mats and you can cook right on top of them so it doesn't scratch the cooktop, but you don't have any loss in heat. What we were talking about is, for example, you have your dad living
yes,
with you.
Yes, exactly.
And a lot of people are caring for their parents.
Sure.
And so when I talk about my daughter and kids, and that's a lot of times we'll see newer grandparents come in and they're worried about gas in kids, but I hear just as frequently of parents
yep.
in the house and either not being safe enough to turn something off, not being safe enough to turn something on.
Correct.
And that is induction is such a nice, safe way. I use the example that you could put a pizza box on the top of it, and right after you took off boiling water in the pizza box, nothing is going to happen to it. So you
oh,
just
wow.
don't have to be concerned about anyone getting burned on the cooktop. It still gets hot if you have a boiling pan on it because your pan has boiling water in it and the pan is hot. But the safety factor is so nice mm-hmm. for talking about both sides of caring for a one-year-old and caring for a 91-year-old.
Well, and I used to think that you couldn't use induction if your parents or whoever had any kind of pacemaker. And that's a myth
false.
We're here
yes.
to debunk.
Yes. Yeah, that's false. That anyone can use an induction cooktop. There's no safety concerns. I've had people ask me about high blood pressure as well, and it doesn't affect it at all.
Talk to me about washers and dryers. That was one other thing we really wanted to touch on, especially for younger, older folks.
So we sell a lot of front load washers and dryers, and that's actually my personal favorite. I feel that for my family, it gets our clothes the cleanest, less wear and tear. I haven't taken anything to the dry cleaner in probably 20 years.
Because what's a good front load?
Oh gosh.
What's a brand?
This is, GE is excellent.
Okay.
Maytag, excellent. Whirlpool,
yeah.
great. You would like it because GE just this week we saw that they've got a color called Midnight Navy.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. And that's why we pick out a lot of things. But I think a front load washer is always going to clean better and be better on your clothes. However, if it is on ground level, it's pretty tough to get in there. I used to have an LG that was sitting on the ground. I recently remodeled my laundry room and lifted them up. But I had an LG washer and dryer, and I can just picture myself sitting in my laundry room, crisscross applesauce, and
yeah.
pairing socks straight out of the dryer or folding things straight out of the dryer because it was tough to unload the dryer and you're hinged at the hip, which would, we know, is
not great all the time.
Ergonomically cracked.
Right.
And so most of the vendors will have pedestals available as an option, which will raise the washer 15 inches off the ground. The heights typically vary from 38 to about 40 inches tall. And so you're getting them up to, you know, 53 to 55 inches tall, and it's much easier to use.
Can people put the opening on either side?
Brand specific.
Okay.
Typically, you're going to see a washer on the left and a dryer on the right. Some will have hinge reversible options, but that's going to really be brand specific. We're seeing a resurgent in the top load washers and dryers from people that feel that front load washers are stinky. And that one thing that I bring up is everyone wants bigger and better washers and dryers, but they get really deep. And we always have to be conscientious of people's height and who's doing what in the house.
I do love my speed queen, but when I bend over to get things, I feel like my legs are dangling out of it.
And that's really not that tall.
Like, yeah.
That is...
But it's deep, man. You can put a lot of stuff in. Yes. Small children, you can watch a lot of things in there.
In dirty clothes, it gets them clean because it's one of the few that's not a water saver. And I know that's not very PC in certain areas, but if you ever check out the reviews, people love it because it really gets your clothes clean.
Yeah. What about the stackables? Are you seeing that for older adults and space savers?
I don't think that it's quite as good for older adults. I think that the stackables are design driven by the designers to give clients more counter space, to make it look less bulky in a laundry room.
You're not thrilled.
I have mine stacked though, but that was because it was the only way it was going to work. So it's design driven. It's not my first choice, but it's there now.
If we've only got a couple of minutes, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this. If you were to splurge for a couple of really amazing appliances, what would those be?
Definitely a Sub-Zero 648 Pro. It's that cool refrigerator that has the glass door and it's all stainless inside and out.
Wow.
It's what they have on their ads. Definitely. That would be
like your thing.
Yeah, a steam oven. I would go with a Miele convection steam oven. That would definitely be a piece that would go into my dream kitchen.
Oh, this is fun, right?
I know.
No coffee bar?
I don't know. There's a certain amount of maintenance involved with them.
Oh.
And that's the same. I have the same opinion of an ice machine. Although the ice is really great, I like things that are a little bit easier. So the more maintenance, the lower on my list they go. In my dream kitchen, do I have a full-time housekeeper too?
Oh, yes, you do.
Okay. I'll get a coffee maker and I'll get an ice machine.
Exactly. I'd like to order both of those. Mm-hmm. Do you want a wine cooler too while we're at it?
Sure. It's a dream kitchen. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly. And what kind of range would you like? This is fun now. I'm just writing all these down, right? Pregnant pause here.
That would be the hardest thing for me because I actually cook. And as much as I like the beautiful ranges, I think I would go with a Wolf Pro range because in dual fuel and probably 48 inches because I like the little oven in a big oven. And it would ultimately suit me the best. Not the sexiest though.
Okay. Last but not least, warming drawers. I have found that with my dad here and with my grandkids here, warming drawer, love me a warming drawer.
Placement.
A lot of
times people will put them underneath an oven, and if it's on the ground like that, you're never going to use it. If it is right underneath the countertop, you will use it all the time because you will think to turn it on, and it will be convenient to get things in and out. And that is, I have had them in two houses, and one was underneath the oven. We never used it. The one was actually above the counter, like just on top of the counter with the microwave on top of it. We probably turned it on four times a week.
Oh, that's amazing. Betsy, you are always fun to talk to. You know your stuff. And I'm going to write all this down for my dream kitchen. I mean, you never know, right? We don't know what we don't know. Thank you for joining us. We want to thank all of you for joining us here on Aging in Place for any stage in life. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines, and thank you for listening to Aging in Place for any stage in life. We would like to ask you all to give us a review. Of course, preferably 5 stars. Thank you again, and we hope you enjoyed Aging in Place for any stage in life. I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, Tracy. Tracy is naturally curious and always creative. And when we were doing the Aging in Place podcast, she said, there are so many quick tips that I can think of offhand. My response, who knew? She's going to be with us every week, giving us a quick tip and a hint that is a practical application.
Thanks, Debbie. Don't laugh until you try it. We have spotlights, nightlights, and flashlights. But what about a toilet light? These John Handy lights are a must if someone in your household suffers from nocturia or even youngsters who just can't reach the light switch. I bought a model and I tested it for only $7 at my local retail store. The models I saw online started at $5 up to $30. The model I tested was motion activated, and as soon as I stepped inside the bathroom, it lit the bulb. You attach it over the rim with pliable arms, and it runs on 3 AAA batteries. Also, it's easy to clean. I find the nicest thing about the toilet light is that it's not a dazzling bright light, which means I can easily close my eyes and head back to bed. Who knew hitting the loo could be pretty with blue?
One of the most fun things I do here on Aging in Place podcast is we do takeaways, and that's something that you can just think about in a concrete way. Today's takeaway with Betsy Miller was pretty easy for me. The thing that I didn't talk about on the air, and that is really important, is induction cooktops are also a very cost-effective option. That's our takeaway today for Aging in Place.
Aging in Place podcast is hosted by Debbie Lines, marketing by Aaron Lentz, and produced by Henrik de Gior. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to debbie@agingInPlacePodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring this podcast, email us at pr@agingInPlacePodcast.com. Thank you for listening to Aging in Place podcast.